little way from now. If I'm not feeling any less sore, I promise myself to dream myself and visit a nearby tower. And climbing to the top, I throw myself off in an effort to make it clear to whoever what it's like when you're shattered, left standing in the lodge at a church where people say, my God, that stuff she stood him up. No point in us remaining, we may as well go home, as I did on my own, alone again. Naturally, to think that only yesterday, I was cheerful, bright and gay, looking forward to, but wouldn't do the role I was about to play. But as if to knock me down, reality came around, and without so much as a mere touch, cut me into little pieces, leading me to doubt. Talk about God and His mercy, for if He really does exist, why did He desert me in my hour of need? But true, to me that there are more hearts broken in the world that can't be mended, left unattended. What do we do? What do we do? The only man she had ever loved had been taken, leaving her to start with a heart so badly broken. Despite encouragement from me, no words I've ever spoken. And when she passed away, I cried and cried all day, alone again. Naturally, alone again. Naturally.